The state of New Jersey is still recovering from destruction wrought by Superstorm Sandy last October. Billions have been spent rebuilding property and restoring infrastructure. There is one amenity, however, that some Jersey Shore residents will never again enjoy: old-fashioned telephone landlines. The AP reported last week that the Ocean County Borough of Manaloking lost its copper wire telephone infrastructure in the storm, and that Verizon, which services the area, refuses to replace it. The story cited Manaloking as one of the first places in the country where the traditional phone line is going dead. Rob Fleischman doesn't quite see it that way. He's an internet infrastructure entrepreneur, CTO of Zero Coal, and word-of-mouth explainer of all things wired. Or in this case, I guess, Rob, we'd say wireless.
You bet.
You bet. So why is this a news story, first of all? Why does it matter what happens to traditional phone lines when just about everyone has a cell phone?
Well, there's a lot of things beyond phones in particular that are hooked to the telephone network. For example, there are medical devices and security systems and fire alarms and all sorts of systems that are, for lack of a better word, old, and assume that they are hooked to a PSTN or public switch telephone network that's analog. And Verizon's talking about not replacing those copper wires in this area, which actually makes a lot of sense.
Just to understand first, the copper phone wire infrastructure that got blown apart during the storm. Now, how long has this been around, and is it still being used?
Oh, boy. So my father, Jerry, is probably listening, so I have to be very careful with my choice of words, because he was an old Bell Labs engineer who worked on the public switch telephone network.
Uh-huh.
So years ago, all of our telephones were basically analog.
Not digital.
That's right. Not digital, not ones and zeros. There's an actual audio signal that moved across the twisted pair, the pair of copper wires that plugged into your phone. And over the years, that switched to digital, ones and zeros. Many reasons for that, among them capacity, not having to have a separate network, cost was a big reason, speed. But what remained was what's called the last mile, or in telephone terms, the local loop. So what that meant was the wires that went from your house to the central office was all copper. So what happened in New Jersey here is that all got destroyed. And Verizon looks at it, and from a business perspective, they say, you know, should we run all new copper wires to all these homes? It would cost them millions and millions of dollars. They'll never recoup that. And they can replace this with other devices. The other devices really come down to something that is in a lot of people's homes, especially up here in New Hampshire, called ATAs. And an ATA is fancy for analog telephone interface. So your phones in your house still have those little plugs.
Right. We have those jacks. You plug your phone into it. I thought that meant we have a landline.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people think. And a lot of people think, yeah, I still have landline in my house. I get it from, you know, Comcast, or I get it from Verizon, or I get it from, you know, whoever.
It's often bundled with cable companies.
Sometimes bundled with cable. And the lie is that you really have an ATA. You really have an analog telephone interface, probably either on the side of your house or inside your cable modem, or maybe up on a telephone pole near your house. So what that does is, on one side are the two copper wires that are connected either to all the phones in your house, but on the other side is digital. And that's what enables people like Comcast to provide telephone service. You plug into the jack just like you always have, and it sounds like a dial tone, but guess what? It goes to this little box on the outside of your house, and it runs wirelessly back to Verizon's infrastructure.
It's basically a cell phone.
Basically a cell phone. You got
this,
it.
This makes so much sense because, you know, oftentimes in the radio business, we insist that people, rather than doing interviews on cell phones, which can drop out, we ask them to call us on a landline, or we can call them on a landline. Oftentimes, it doesn't sound that different from a cell phone, so this is making a lot of sense.
Exactly. So this is a huge lie that everyone's under. Everyone thinks, oh, you know, I have this landline, and I got this nice high-quality, old-school connection to my friend in California when I call them. But it turns out that for many years, long-distance service has all been digital. They've been digitizing your calls for years and years all across their network.
I'm curious, years and years since Ma Bell broke up?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. The electronic switching is, you know, 1970s technology. So, you know, they've been digitizing calls for decades. Remember years ago when local calls were more expensive than long-distance calls, and everyone wondered why that was? Well, it had a little bit to do with this, because the long-distance calls were all digitized, whereas that local infrastructure with all these wires and copper and analog switches, all that was very expensive to run.
the upside of keeping a landline here in New Hampshire anyway is that the power goes out, right? And they still work. If you've got that phone that plugs directly into the wall, often the kind with the kind of curly, you know, wire that connects the phone to the base. Now, is this the case when lines are being routed through a digital infrastructure? If those digital infrastructures go down, you don't have a phone.
Yeah, the old days were good for a lot of reasons. Now, the power from these old phone systems came from the phone company central office, right? I mean, let's think. It's not magic. Nobody generates power out of nowhere. So if you had one of these extremely old phones that and a phone infrastructure that actually had the copper wires that went out to the central office of the telephone company, well, they had giant batteries and battery backup there. And that supplied power to the phone in your house. So if you had one of these old school infrastructures like they had in New Jersey, you're right. You know, if your town lost power, the generators and battery backups at the phone company central office could still provide you phone service. So that lends itself to the following question. Well, Rob, you know, I have a cable. My cable company provides my phone service. What happens when I lose power? Well, if you go downstairs to your cable modem or outside to your DSL modem or box on the side of your house, you'll discover that there might be some batteries in there. And those batteries provide you power so your phone will work. Now, how long those batteries last? Who knows? You know, I've had my cable modem for probably 10 years. That battery may not be in such great shape, but it'll provide me some phone capability for some amount of time if I lose power in my house.
So what happens to all the copper?
Ah, maybe we'll sell it all, make a few bucks.
Rob Fleischman there with a vision of the future and of what's going on now in New Jersey. He's Chief Technology Officer at Zerocall and Word of Mouth Explainer of All Things Wired. Thank you so much for coming by.
No problem, Bridget.
For responding to our call, I might say. You can find a link to more on the Jersey Shore's loss of landlines and the future of telephone networks at wordofmouthradio.org. I'm not going to be able to do that.